Thursday, we're headed to northwest Pakistan. A group of four terrorists targeted a university there yesterday. They killed at least 19 people, according to Pakistani officials, before soldiers killed the four gunmen. Officials don't know for sure what organization the terrorists were with. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban, a Muslim militant group in the country, said the attacks were revenge for military operations against the Pakistani Taliban. But another spokesman for the same group denounced the attack, saying it went against Sharia or Islamic law. International analysts say it does look like the tactics of the Pakistani Taliban.
So who are the Pakistani Taliban, or the Tehrik-e-Taliban, TTP, as they're known in Pakistan? For one, they're not the Afghan Taliban. They're separate. Afghan Taliban focus principally on attacking international security forces there, including U.S. forces, and driving them out of the country. The Pakistani Taliban focused on attacking the Pakistani government, bringing it down and establishing Sharia law in the country. To that end, they've been responsible for some of the most horrific terror attacks in Pakistan, an attack on a market in 2009 that killed more than 100 people, an attack on a Protestant church in 2013 that killed more than 80 people, the assassination of the former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, as well as the shooting of the recent Nobel Prize winner Malala Yousafzai. The Pakistani Taliban has also attacked Americans and American interests. In 2009, a suicide bombing that killed seven CIA officers in eastern Afghanistan. In 2010, the failed bombing inside Times Square in New York City traced back to the Pakistani Taliban. And following the killing of Osama bin Laden by U.S. forces in Pakistan, the TTP leader, the Pakistani Taliban leader, called for attacks on Americans inside America, and the U.S. has attacked back. Drone strikes inside Pakistan's tribal areas in 2009 and 2013 killed the leaders of the Pakistani Taliban.